A Polk County public school teacher's letter of resignation seems to have hit a nerve. Special education teacher Wendy Bradshaw submitted her letter to her Lakeland Elementary School last Friday morning. Then she posted it to her Facebook page. It quickly went viral, and at last check, it had been shared nearly 50,000 times, and it was posted on the Washington Post education blog. Bradshaw says there's too much pressure on children these days. She told WSS Robin Sussingham that she had no idea so many people would identify with her frustrations, and says she posted online to let her teacher friends know why she quit.
When I got home after lunch, I opened up the document and just posted it to my Facebook page, mostly out of frustration that I had left a job that I really loved, and no one would ever really know why, that I'd just be another teacher who quit.
So in your letter of resignation, were you talking about your special education students, or did the things that you were saying apply to kids across the board?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I, as a special ed teacher, I was in the regular classroom supporting my children who were in those classrooms. It just hurt to see the frustration on all the children's faces. It's not just mine. It's all of them. Five-year-olds are not allowed to play. They're not allowed to talk. They don't know the names of the friends of the other kids in their classroom because they're not allowed to talk to them.
A lot of parents and teachers are complaining about the amount of testing that the children have to undergo now. Is the main problem, as you see it, the standardized testing?
Okay, the testing is part of the problem, and the testing drove the problem. Because when all of your school funding, when your teacher evaluations, you know, when a child's chance at passing the grade, when all of those things rely on a single test, then initiatives come down that they believe are going to help pass that test. But that focus is inappropriate because scientific research says and educational research says that young children, children under the age of six especially, learn best through really active experiences. And that's what we consider developmentally appropriate practice. Instead of sitting at a desk when you're five and, you know, just having to do a very...
You mean they're just cramming for a test.
Exactly. That's what it is. And it's every day now. It's instead of kindergarten teachers being able to, say, you know, organize a group experience for kids where they play with letters or learn about an author and learn about reading in a fun way that really engages them, then they're instead just forced to open the textbook and start on page one on day one. And if you're not on page three on day three, then you're in trouble. You know, you'll be written up. Even if the children aren't ready, they come in at all different levels. They come in without pre-K, they come in reading, but we're forced to teach them all page one, day one.
And what were the effects that you were seeing on the children?
Yeah, they were shutting down. They would tell you, I hate school. Their parents would say, you know, they cried. They didn't want to come to school today. You know, they said their stomach hurts. Kids would say they had a headache. You just saw the joy draining out of their faces. They're still small children. They were being forced to work a schedule that most adults don't, because adults have breaks.
Wendy, you have a four-month-old daughter now. Would you ever consider sending her to public school?
No, I wouldn't put her in the public school system. She is... The children have to grow up so fast in our society already. You know, she's going to have the rest of her life to be an adult and to have pressure put on her and to have responsibilities. You know, as a five-year-old, I want her to be able to play, and I want her to learn to love learning. If I put her in the public school system, she's going to shut down. She's not going to love learning, and that breaks my heart, and I'm not willing to take that risk.
The Polk County School District issued a statement saying that they understood Wendy Bradshaw's frustration in trying to balance mandates with the particular needs of her students and wished her success.